家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
So Dylan, what do you think is one of the weakest points of Chinese English speakers?
Oh, I don't want to offend anybody, but probably the proper use of prepositions.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. It is still one of the things I struggle with.
Yeah, so, I know.
Can you explain what a preposition is?
Sure. A preposition is a word...usually a short word、
mm-hmm.
that shows the relationship between two other nearby words. So, for example,、a boy from is the preposition,、
mm-hmm.
the ghetto. From tells us the relationship between ghetto and boy.
就是说一个来自贫民窟的男孩子。那这里的 from 呢就是这个介词。所以呢介词就是表示两个词之间的关系。
A bone...for the dog. So for is the preposition, and it connects the bone and the dog.
所以就是一根给那个狗吃的骨头。所以今天呢我们来聊一聊英文当中的介词，我相信是很多朋友的这个非常大的一个问题啊。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就好了。
So, a preposition usually precedes a noun or a pronoun.Remember, a noun is a person, place, thing, or idea. And a pronoun is like he, she, him, her. To show the noun or pronoun's relationship to another word in the sentence.
给大家解释一下什么是介词。那介词呢通常就是表示名词啊、代词啊和句子中其他词的一些关系。那它是一个虚词，我们在语法里面管它叫虚词，因为它在句子中不能单独的做句子成分。那给大家解释一下，就是大家在单词表里面经常看到那些东西， an 呢表示 noun 就是名词，然后呢 pronoun 就是代词，然后这个 preposition 大家看到是 prep 点，然后这个呢就是介词。
Okay, so there are also several different types of prepositions in English.
Okay, let's go over those.
So, let's go over the preposition of time first. These are very easy. First, we have at, for a precise time. The appointment is at 8:30 today.
就是介词 at 呢，通常用来表示一个非常精确的时间点、时刻点。比如说 at 8:30.
In for months, years, centuries, or long periods. So, as an example, you could say, the Qing Dynasty ended in 1911.
然后 in 这个介词在表示时间的时候呢，通常用来放在这个年或者月或者说世纪前面，通常呢都是很长的一段时间。
And for days and dates, you will use on.I will see you on the 15th of October.
然后接下来 on 呢就是通常用来表示具体的某一天，那比如说日期前面会用 on， 再比如说星期 on Monday 之前也会用这个 on。
Yep.
所以呢刚刚前面讲的就是in, at 和 on 在表示时间时候的区别。那接下来我们看一下就是表示 place 地点的时候有什么区别。
Prepositions about place. Generally we use at, in,and on when we talk about the location of things.
所以和刚前面也是一样的。 So what do the prepositions in these three things tell us about the locations?
Meet Simon at the end of the road. You left your glasses in the bathroom. Is that a spider on the wall? So these are the three different types we're going to talk about, okay? So you would say at a certain point, or at the end of something, or where you're at.At a place.
At 这个词呢通常在后面加一个非常小的地点。
At tells us that the following noun is located at a specific point or location. It shows an exact position.
就是一个非常精确非常准确的小的地点。
So to use it as an example, we would say, she's waiting at the entrance.
我要解释对不对、
yeah.
就是她在入口的地方等。
He's sittingOn his chair at his desk.
就是他在他桌子旁边的那个椅子上面。
I work at a bank.
就我在银行上班。那 at 这个词呢，总之要记得它就是一个非常精确的一个地点。
In is used for an enclosed space. In tells us that the noun is in an enclosed space, surrounded or closed off on all sides. Basically, when something is inside something, in a box, in a room, in a country.
就是在什么什么的里面。那为什么我不可以讲 in a bank?
In a bank, you can say in a bank.
But
my money is in a bank.
但是它和这个 at a bank 会不一样，对不对？
Because it just doesn't make sense. Like, of course you work inside a bank. Like, we know. If I work at a bank, I'm not like sitting outside the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
如果说你讲 at the bank 的话，那就更多的时候呢，是强调你在这个具体的地理位置点。但是如果你讲 in a bank, 强调在这个银行，在这个室内，在这个里边。
So, the last one we're going to talk about is on a surface.Okay, on tells us that the following noun is located on top of something, on top of a surface.
就是在什么什么的上面，通常都有接触的点。
Yeah, the computer is on the desk. Use on when one thing is attached or touching something. On the table, on the floor, on the chair.
总之就是在什么什么的上面。And sorry for interrupting again.
It's okay. Don't do it again.
好。
Okay.Last, we should talk about prepositions of neither time nor place. Do you know what I mean, Kara?
Yeah. 比如说 about.
About?
About.
Are you Canadian? When I say prepositions of neither time nor space, I mean connecting words that do not mention time or a place.
对、okay? 还有比如说 for.
Yeah.
对。
So here are a few examples. About.Is used about a specific subject.
就是关于和什么什么有关。
What is that book about?
就是说那本书是关于什么的呢?
By, or doing something, or doing this. The book was written by Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
就是说那本书是 Jack Johnson 写的。或者说它也可以表示 method, 对不对?
Method, yeah, method. The next one is for.Or to use. Chopsticks are for eating.
这个 for 呢通常就是用来表示它是用来做什么的，比如说筷子是用来吃东西的。
Of, belonging or to belong to something. The Great Wall of China.
它就表示一种所属关系。
With, together or part of. There goes that car with the blue top.
这个 with 呢就是表示一个伴随。好，最后呢 ,here's a test. Is it on the tree or in the tree?
Ah, trick question. Okay, so remember, if it's inside something, inside an enclosed area, you would use...
In.
In. But if it's just touching something or connected to something, you would say...
On.
On. Very good.
这个呢就是我们之前讲过的如果是 in 就是在里面然后呢如果是 on 就是有接触面或者说在上面所以这就是为什么苹果是长在树上面它没有在那个树的里边所以它是 on the tree 然后如果说、有一个比如说什么虫子爬在那个树里边啊或者说鸟在那个树里边啊就是 in the tree
Very good
另外呢如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目叫做英文口语急救包大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了同时呢早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外我们也有精心制作付费的课程帮助大家更加系统的提高英文大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字就可以了解课程详情了
So this has been Dylan with Morning English
我是卡拉
You guys have a good day
Bye,
Bye.